Okay, here I will make some comments on the first audio, first version of the third Taiwan Perspectives video. So I'm doing some comments on here. So you have the script, so I won't be using, the time. Minutes and seconds. I'll just be making comments directly on the script here. Okay, basically in the first paragraph here, I think I'll prefer the pronunciation of Emmerich de Vattel. Emmerich de Vattel. And, so that's one pronunciation issue. And let's see, going down further. Oh, here I'm on page 4. Treaty of Shimonoseki. Treaty of Shimonoseki. Moving on to page 5. Potsdam Proclamation. Potsdam Proclamation. Ut Posaditis. Ut Posaditis. Okay, then, in my script here, you know, which is has green lettering and black lettering to separate the two announcers. In my script on the bottom paragraph of page 5, between the SFPT and the, I think the announcer has inserted the word and, but that doesn't work here. So. Also, there's the question of the Latin pronunciation, and then I think the second time China comes out, I think it needs to be emphasized. Okay, so I'm going to read this paragraph. Based on these criteria, upon the coming into force of the SFPT, the doctrine of ut posaditis is not applicable to Taiwan and cannot be invoked by China. However, China may be defined. Okay, and then on page 6, the number 1 there, the first paragraph of the final two paragraphs. I think the announcer's voice slightly broke there, so I think the second sentence needs to be re-recorded. The answer is no, because the Republic of China has never held sovereignty over Taiwan in the first place.